Kaiser 103.3's Morning Brews, intoxicating you with knowledge, sirs and madams.
Powered by our friends at Confluence Brewing, where good things come together. ConfluenceBrewing.com. Wheel of Fortune is coming, Wickets! We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about iWin of the day. So many things. So many localizations.
All right, so have you ever been on a game show?
No, it's my secret fantasy, Wicket.
You and I have this in common. All right? If you want to be on Wheel of Fortune,
yes!
Pay attention, because Wheel of Fortune... Now, I will tell you, this is not the Wheel of Fortune with Pat and Vanna.
That's fine.
All right.
Can I still spin the wheel and win prizes and solve puzzles?
Yes, it can.
You
can. The game show is on the way. Wheel of Fortune. Wheel watchers can catch the big wheel in action December 8th at the Des Moines Civic Center. So, Merry Christmas. You can get on the big wheel. You can win prizes like a trip to Aruba or cash, any of that kind of stuff. Fans can sign up for a chance to appear on the show, which will not be broadcast, but you have to get there 3 hours early.
I will do it.
Those who want to audition, you get a sample of the puzzle, of a puzzle they would use. If you solve it, then you get a chance to be on stage. Got to be 18. So you're there. Show producers say host will be familiar television and media personalities. Excuse me.
Yeah.
My dream job, if Andy Hall ever wisens up, is to host a game show.
I mean, we could do both, Wicket. We work for 5 hours a day. And when you film a game show, you film the whole thing in one day.
Tickets start at $29.50. There's a VIP package available. They go on sale on Friday. And those VIP tickets, by the way, give fans early access, better seats, and photo opportunities to spin the wheel. So if you want to guarantee you spin the wheel for a photo op, go VIP.
I want to play the game, Wicket.
I can't. I don't know that many people that can get you in. I don't know TV producers with Wheel of Fortune. Hell, we tried to get on that cooking show at Hy-Vee and nobody called us back. Remember?
Listen, we're not a big enough deal for Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is frying bigger fish than Heather and Wicket. But you know what I think we have a shot at, Wicket?
What's that?
iWin of the day.
This is great. So if you've been going to the state fair, you know every day during the Iowa State Fair, they honor someone as iWin of the day. Like, for example, Elaine Bowling of Creston, Iowa, earned the title of iWin of the day in 2015 for her volunteer work. Ralph Hodson of Ackworth, Iowa, hasn't missed a fair since 1947.
Now listen, we haven't done anything for this community.
Ate a hot chip and wore a bikini.
We did that. But we give you prizes nearly every day.
We're giving you more Slipknot tickets coming up before 10 o'clock.
Another chance to go to Bonner Springs to see Slipknot. Take a Tuesday off work. Who doesn't want to do that?
I mean, we're basically giving you a day off work and a kick-ass concert in Kansas City.
And I joke, but we are big fans of the Food Bank of Iowa, Walking Fed every year. So we don't totally suck. Write our names down.
I'm going to post this on the Facebook page.
Ask the 40,000 Hellraisers on our Facebook page to help us a little.
Thank you. Exactly.
Please.
Let's see. Former governors, longtime volunteers, war veterans. Why don't we add Heather and Wicket to that list? Here's the deal. We'll split it. We'll be Iowans of the day. I don't need my own day. I would be fine with splitting iWin of the day with you.
Of course. I just got a Facebook message from Neil.
What's up, Neil?
Neil said, absolutely ridiculous. You're a gorgeous badass. I can't believe we're not married or at least dating. I'm so confused. Now, the reason why we're not is because I'm in love with a man named Marcus.
Okay. How does this connect to iWin of the day?
Here's what you can do for me, Neil. If you go to the state fair, you can write down Heather and Wicket. That can help.
All right.
Neil.
I'll put this up on Facebook and Twitter. And if anybody wants to nominate us, cool. So cue the nominations
right
now.
Wicket, you have kids. Have they done anything horrifying with DoorDash yet?
No. You always hear stories about kids ordering like thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars worth of stuff on Amazon. Or my nephew ordered like $200 worth of iTunes games or something on my sister's card. Because he got a hold of her phone and went in and just ordered games. Luckily, most companies will give you your money back.
Mm-hmm.
But not DoorDash.
They won't?
Not DoorDash. This story comes to us out of Texas, where a woman read a message from DoorDash saying that her order was going to take a little longer than normal.
31 cheeseburgers.
31. Her son, Barrett, ordered 30. He's 2 years old. Well, ordered 31 cheeseburgers from McDonald's.
It was a 70. This is what's funny to me. It was a $74 tab. And check out what kind of tip he got.
31. So I didn't know what to do with him. He only ate half of one. I posted on a community page and asked if anybody wanted some. One girl came by and picked up six.
As part of that $90 bill, Barrett actually included a $16 tip.
It's a good tipper.
So, but this is what's so funny to me. Not only did he not order a round number, he got 31.
31 cheeseburgers.
And then he didn't tip like 20% of 74, because that would have been like 1480. He didn't tip 25%, which would have been like 1850 or something.
He just typed numbers in. That's
but
fine.
He did $16. It was so deliberate. I will have 31 cheeseburgers and I will tip you $16 for it, which is awesome. He's a genius. It's the next little Elon Musk, making big orders, making big moves.
6 miles away, there was a knock at the door, and then she got 31 cheeseburgers. So, congratulations.
I've heard cheeseburgers. We could use some cheeseburgers this morning. Our coffee machine's broken. We need something.
It's been a rough morning around here.
It's been crazy.
It's been a very... No coffee around here. Morning Brews brought to you by Confluence Brewing, where good things come together. ConfluenceBrewing.com.